This Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.
Hello, this is Corey Lynn Feynman, welcoming you to Desert City Diva, the podcast edition. Desert City Diva is part of my Raleigh Waters mystery series. You can find out more about my books and me at CoreyLynnFeynman.com. Raleigh Waters is a part-time detective who works the sunny streets of San Diego, California. He'd rather be playing his Stratocaster guitar for a living, but his career as a rock star crashed and burned some time ago. Now he's trying to make good on promises he made to himself and help a few people out along the way. Detective work leads down some dark alleys, and poking his nose into other people's business can be dangerous. Take this case, for instance. This case just put him in the hospital.
What's that beeping sound? Where am I? Okay, right. I'm in a hospital. Something bit me. It was a spider, a black widow spider. Ugh, hurt like hell. I barfed my guts out on the way here. Wait, how did I get here? The rocket ship. Macy and Bob brought me here in the rocket ship. Everything smelled like fish. Fertilizer from the farmer's fields. Raleigh, California. That's where I am. Farm town in the desert. Macy and Bob drove me here from Slab City. Macy. She's why I'm here. Macy with the gold in her eyes. Stupid me. Playing rock star again. Sleeping with a woman 20 years younger than I am. My client. It was three nights ago at the cantina. Late night after a gig, that's when I met Macy. When she showed me the diddly bow, I was the perfect man for the job. Raleigh Waters, killer guitar player, part-time private eye, and professional idiot. Raleigh Waters. That's me. Macy stars a smart aleck. She's high-strung and rude. Just my type. I was at the cantina eating a machaca burrito, 2:30 in the morning. That's when we met.
Hey there, my name's Macy Starr. I need you to look at something.
Excuse me?
You're a private investigator, right? This is your business card?
Yes, I'm a private investigator sometimes.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm a part-time PI. I play guitar, too.
Cool. I'm a musician, DJ Crazy Macy. I mix crazy mad beats, mostly techno and trance. You can just call me Macy, though.
Okay, Macy. I'm Raleigh Waters.
Yeah, I know who you are. I want you to find someone for me. My Aunt Betty. Well, that's what Daddy Joe called her anyway.
Daddy Joe, he's your father?
No, well, yeah, kind of. You gonna ask me to sit down?
Sorry. Please, have a seat.
So here's the deal. I was adopted. I think. Nobody ever explained a damn thing to me, and I never cared much, I guess. You could say I've got some parental issues if you want to go all Dr. Phil or something. Anyway, I grew up on the Jinkona Indian Reservation. It's out east in Never Never Land. Never go there, never think about it.
I know where Jinkona is. My band plays at the casino sometimes.
Yeah, great, whatever. Daddy Joe Harper and his wife were the ones who took care of me until Mama Joe died. Well, then Kinney took care of me. She's Daddy Joe's daughter. Kinney never liked me much, though. I don't blame her. She's a cop now, like Daddy Joe.
So, what is it you wanted to show me? You said you had something for me to look at?
Oh, yeah. Here, let me get it out of the bag. You seen one of these before? It's kind of like a guitar, but it's only got one string.
It's a diddly bow. The original bottleneck slide guitar. They're usually homemade and kind of rough, but this one looks really nice. Like a real craftsman made it. Where'd you get it?
This guy left it for me at the club. Gave it to the security guard at the door.
You know who left it for you?
Well, the guard said it was a big, strong, old-looking guy. Native American. Well, sounds like Daddy Joe.
Okay. Why did Daddy Joe leave this for you?
Flip the thing over. You see that photo laminated on the back?
Uh-huh. That's Daddy Joe, I assume. Who's the girl?
That's Aunt Betty. Daddy Joe used to show me that photograph all the time. He'd say, "This is your Aunt Betty. She brought you to us. You should never forget her." I told you I was an orphan, right? I don't know my real parents.
Aunt Betty's holding the diddly bow.
Yeah. I think she might really be my mother. I know we don't look much alike. She's dark-skinned and I'm light. It's just this feeling I have.
She looks pretty young here, early teens.
I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't it? That she gave me up for adoption because she was so young?
Have you ever asked Daddy Joe?
Daddy Joe and I don't get along so good. Not since I ran away from home. That was 5 years ago. I haven't talked to him since.
What was the problem? Why'd you run away?
Let's just say we had some issues. What?
There's an imprint here on the back above the picture, like a brand mark. I've never heard of this maker before. T.O. Tway Key.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing I need to tell you about. It's really freaking me out. I started getting these texts on my phone a couple of days ago. It's just that one word, T.O. Tway Key. Right after I get the text, the guy calls me.
What does he say?
Nothing. He just punches numbers on the keypad over and over again. Beep, beep, beep. Then hangs up.
Do you know who he is? Have you ever looked up the number?
I tried calling back a couple of times, but no one answers. The connection goes dead.
Send me the number. I should be able to do a reverse search. I'd have to charge you, but it doesn't cost that much.
Area code 760, does that help?
That's east of here, out in the desert. But if it's a cell phone, though, they could be calling from anywhere.
Yeah, I guess so.
I could do some research on this thing, the diddly bow, if you don't mind leaving it with me.
Does that mean you'll take my case?
I guess maybe it does. At home the next morning, I tried playing the diddly bow. It had a rosewood body and a gold-plated bridge, abalone inlays, and a Seymour Duncan pickup. I'd never seen anything like it, even after checking photos on Google and eBay. It sounded damn good running through my old Fender Vibrochamp amplifier. I might have sat there the rest of the morning if my mom hadn't showed up. That's the trade-off I make for renting this little place from her. It's cheap, but she lives right across the alley, and you never know when she's going to show up. Who is it?
It's Mom. I've got some zucchini muffins. Good morning, sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want some coffee or something?
Oh, I'll just be a minute. I heard you playing your guitar, so I knew you were up.
It's not really a guitar.
Oh, yes. I see now. What do you call that instrument?
It's a diddly bow.
Oh, that's a funny name. Well, it seems very nice. I hope it wasn't too expensive.
Don't worry. I'll still be able to pay the rent next week.
I didn't mean...
I borrowed it from my client. You see this photo on the back? The man was my client's adoptive father.
He's quite handsome. About my age. Is he Native American?
My client grew up on the Jinkona Reservation. The man in the photo was the chief of police. The client thinks the girl in the photo could be a real mother. She wants me to find her.
I see. I'm glad to hear you're doing this sort of work now, really helping people out. Is this diddly bow thing valuable?
It's one of a kind. I know that much. If I can figure out who made it, I might be able to find out who purchased it from them. Whoever made it really knew what he was doing, except there's some weird touches.
What do you mean?
You see these inlays? The shiny dots in the neck? Normally the inlays go between certain frets, the second and third, fourth and fifth, etc. There's no frets on this thing, of course, but I don't know. It just seems odd.
That's all very interesting, dear. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Now listen, I wanted to tell you I got a call from Alicia. She's worried about your father.
What's Dad up to now?
He started working on that old RV again, the Tioga.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Alicia is afraid he's going to give himself another heart attack. She wants you to talk to him, get him to slow down. You know how obsessive he gets.
Okay, I'll try to stop by and see him.
I'm sure Alicia would appreciate it.
He won't listen to me either.
You can distract him for a while at least.
Well, I better get going. Thanks for the muffins.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
I didn't go to my dad's house. I took the diddly bow with me and drove downtown to Norwood's Mostly Guitars. Rob Norwood knows everything about every guitar ever made. If anybody could tell me the story in this thing, he could. When I walked into the store, he was standing behind the counter dissecting the guts of a candy red Kramer guitar. Hey, Rob.
Hey. You gonna pay off that layaway on that Telecaster today, or did you just come in to rub your greasy hands all over my inventory again?
Neither. I want to play a game of Stump the Owner. Have you ever seen one of these before?
Never seen one before, but I'd be willing to take it off your hands, maybe. Let me have a look. Yep, there it is. Okay. I'll give you $500 for it. Or trade you for what you owe on that telly.
I don't want to sell it. I just want an opinion.
You want to play games, huh? I'll make it $1,000. But that's my best offer.
Are you kidding me? There's no way this thing is worth $1,000. Who's going to spend that kind of money on a diddly bow? I mean, it's a nice one and all, but...
I had a guy in here yesterday looking for this exact item. Said he'd pay me up to $2,000 for it.
I don't get it. Where's the value?
You see this little mark here? Just below the bridge.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier.
BM. Stands for Buddy Meeks. You remember him, right?
Buddy Meeks. He was that weird little guy who used to work a guitar trader, right?
That's him. Best guitar tech I ever knew. A real artist.
Yeah, he did beautiful work. You're saying Buddy Meeks made this?
That's right. You ready to sell it to me?
Well, it's not mine to sell. It's my client's.
You think he'd be willing to sell it to me?
She. My client's a woman. This thing's got sentimental value for her. You see that photo on the back?
Yeah, that's what first tipped me off. That's how the guy described it to me. The diddly bow made by Buddy Meeks with a laminated photo on the back.
I'd like to talk to the guy who wants to buy it.
I bet you would. Skip the middleman.
I'm not going to sell it to him. My client was adopted. She thinks the woman in the photo might be her birth mother. I'm hoping this guy will know something about her.
I want 30%. Finder's fee, if you sell the thing to him.
I'm not trying to sell it. I just want to talk to him.
What about your client? She might decide to sell it once she hears what this guy's willing to pay.
Okay, 10%.
20?
15. I doubt she'll want to sell it, though.
All right, deal. 15%. Let me see. Got the guy's card here somewhere. There you go.
Randy Parker. Alien artifacts, UFO memorabilia, and sci-fi collectibles.
Yeah. He's got a store over there in City Heights. Aliens Among Us, Chariots of the Gods stuff. Buddy was always into that stuff, too. He used to tell me about musical frequencies and tunings that resonated in our alien DNA. Solfeggios, he called them.
What, like Do Re Mi? That solfeggio?
No. This was something else. Healing frequencies, something like that.
Sounds kind of weird.
Yeah. Too weird for normal earthlings like us.
My next stop was the Alien Artifact Store on El Cajon Boulevard. It didn't look alien. It looked like any other neighborhood storefront. The shades had been drawn to block the afternoon sun. A sign in the window of the store said it was closed. I tried the door anyway. It opened.
Welcome, gentling. I bring you greetings from the ancients.
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for Randy Parker.
Oh, Randy has journeyed to the far desert to search for new manifestations. Please allow me to assist you. I'm Dottie.
My name's Raleigh Waters. I'm a private detective. I understand Mr. Parker might be looking for a certain instrument.
Do you have it? Do you have the astral vibrator?
I'm not sure. What's the astral vibrator?
The sacred instrument. The ancients manifested it for the Yuvits to use in their cosmic rituals. It transmits the solfeggios, the music of the spheres.
Who are the Yuvits?
I forget myself. You are unschooled. UVT. It stands for Universal Vibration Technologies. Here, let me show you. You see this painting?
The one with the gold baby?
Yes. The painting represents the great moment that is still to come. This baby is the Sachem. She was a manifestation sent to the Yuvits. The man behind her is playing the solfeggios, which are represented by the different colors of the light emanating from the astral vibrator.
I see. So that guitar thing is the astral vibrator.
Yes.
What about those eyes flying around in the sky? What are they?
Those are the ancients. The painting depicts the moment of the great conjoinment. The Yuvits will play the solfeggios, calling the ancient ones to their location on Earth. Those who gather around the Sachem will be taken up into the golden realms of the Oort cloud between Saturn and Jupiter.
I see. Well, it's very colorful.
Hello, Randy.
Huh? What's going on here?
Randy, this is Mr. Waters. He's a private detective.
What do you want?
Mr. Waters may have some information on the astral vibrator.
Rob Norwood gave me your card.
Who?
Rob Norwood. He owns a guitar shop downtown.
Oh, yeah. Him. What did he say about me?
Just that you were looking for a diddly bow made by Buddy Meeks.
You know Buddy Meeks?
Sure. He used to work on my guitars.
You know where I can find him?
No, I haven't tried yet.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm a private investigator. Finding people is one of the things I do. Here's my card.
You want money, is that it?
Now, Randy, Mr. Waters just wants to help.
I don't need his kind of help.
I just wondered why this instrument, the diddly bow, was so valuable. Rob told me you offered him $2,000 for it.
So, that's none of your business. Get out.
Hey, let go of me.
We're closed.
The story around Macy's diddly bow is getting more complicated. After getting thrown out of the alien artifact shop by Randy Parker, I went home and took another look at it. It was a well-made instrument, and I enjoyed playing the thing, but it would never replace my guitar. Can't do a lot with one string. And if the thing had the power to call up the ancients, my playing clearly wasn't doing the job. It wasn't getting me any closer to finding Aunt Betty either. Hello?
Mr. Waters, my name is Kenny Harper. I'm chief of police for the Jinkona Indian tribe. I'm looking for a woman who goes by the name of DJ Crazy Macy.
Why are you calling me?
A man's gone missing up here. The former chief of tribal police. His name is Joe Harper. Also happens to be my father.
You think this Macy person has something to do with his disappearance?
I found one of her flyers on his kitchen table along with a bunch of other items. Your business card was one of those items.
Oh, I see.
Has Joe Harper ever contacted you?
No, not that I can remember.
You're not doing any work for him?
Nope.
Can you think of any reason he would have your business card?
No, sorry. I hand out my card to a lot of people.
You're a musician, right?
How'd you know that?
Believe it or not, we have internet access out here on the res, Mr. Waters. It's not all teepees and baskets. I see that your band was playing downtown last night.
That's true. We were playing at Patrick's Pub last night.
According to this flyer I found in Daddy Joe's house, DJ Crazy Macy was performing last night as well.
There's a lot of musicians playing downtown on a Saturday night. It doesn't mean we all hang out together.
Yeah, I suppose. Kind of a coincidence, though, don't you think? Your business card and DJ Macy's flyer were both on Daddy Joe's desk.
Look, I don't know anything about that. Maybe you could send me a copy of her flyer?
I'm asking all this because there's a guitar that's gone missing from Daddy Joe's place. It's not exactly a guitar, I guess. It's only got one string.
Sounds like a diddly bow.
That's what they call it, huh? Well, anyway, this diddly bow thing has gone missing, along with Daddy Joe. I thought that's maybe why he contacted you.
He didn't contact me. Not that I can remember.
Well, if he does, I'd appreciate you letting me know. Tell him to call me.
I will, absolutely. I hope you find him soon.
It's probably nothing. There's something else you should know, though, just in case he does contact you.
What's that?
That diddly bow thing? It's evidence from a criminal case Daddy Joe was involved in years ago.
What was the case about?
It was a religious cult. 17 people died, up here in the mountains.
What happened?
Have you ever heard of the Uvits?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them. I didn't want to drive out to Desert View Tower at midnight. But Macy had received a mysterious text telling her to do exactly that. I didn't want to bring her along, but she was the one getting the weird text messages. And I couldn't take her phone without taking her, too. It was almost midnight when we turned down the dirt road to the funky old tourist trap that stood on the eastern edge of the mountains overlooking the Anza Borrego Desert. The tower was closed. We parked by the gate, facing a pile of boulders.
Pretty cool, Waters, being your partner. I've never been a detective before. What do we do now?
Wait, I guess. And you're not my partner.
We used to come here, Kenny and me, when we were little. Daddy Joe would leave us here sometimes when he was working. We'd run around in those boulders up there and play with the animals.
What kind of animals?
Not real animals, rock animals. The owner carved some of the boulders into animal shape. There's a buffalo, a hawk, a lion.
You're tricky! You're tricky!
What's that?
Sounds like some kind of bird.
Look, up in the rocks. There's something moving.
Teotihuacan!
Waters, that's him. It's the guy who keeps texting me. Teotihuacan. That's what he's saying. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Wait, don't go out there.
Hey, buddy, what the hell's up with you? What's this Teotihuacan crap you keep texting me?
Hang on, Macy, let me talk to him.
Teotihuacan!
Hey, you up there. What do you want?
Proceed to the crocodile.
What?
Proceed to the crocodile.
The crocodile. It's one of those animals carved out of the rocks. There's this hole in the rocks on the other side of those boulders. The crocodile stands by the hole like he's guarding it or something.
Well, I'm not going up there, and neither are you. Not until we know what he wants. Hey, you up in the rocks! We're not proceeding to the crocodile or anywhere else until we know what's going on. What do you want?
Golden Eyes has the vibrator.
Golden Eyes? That's me, isn't it? I don't have your stupid vibrator, you pervert!
The waters must play it.
I think he means the diddly bow. The Uvits call it the astral vibrator.
You mean those UFO people you told me about? You think this guy's one of them?
Maybe. I'm the waters, I guess? I think he wants me to play the diddly bow, the astral vibrator. Is that you, buddy? Are you Buddy Meeks?
Boogeyman! Boogeyman! Negative frequencies!
What'd you say to him? The guy's freaking out.
I don't think it's me that freaked him out.
Look, he's running away. I'm going after him.
Macy, wait!
Don't worry, I can take care of myself. I brought my self-defense zapper. See this?
Very nice, but we don't know who's up there or what his intentions are.
Come on, Waters, we can take him.
Wait, wait! Damn it. Be careful. Wait for me.
Come on, Waters. I'm almost there. Ow! Hey, give that back. It's mine. Ow!
Macy? Where are you? Macy? Who are you?
Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.